Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series, where we explore the vast and mysterious world of spirituality. Whether you're seeking guidance on your spiritual journey, interested in learning more about different spiritual practices and beliefs, or simply looking for inspiration to deepen your connection with the divine, then this is a show just for you. Join us as we delve into topics such as mindfulness, meditation, manifestation, energy healing, and much more. Our aim is to provide a safe and inclusive space for all listeners to explore their spirituality and connect with like-minded individuals. So grab a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's journey together on the path of spiritual awakening. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is the first of our Spiritual Spotlight series. I have the lovely Sandy Menzer with us today, who's coming live from Florida. Is that correct, Sandy?
Hi, everyone. The palm trees are out the window here. I could show you if you want, but yeah.
No, right, we don't use laser connection.
Right. Don't move the phone.
Don't move anything, everyone. So what we're going to do is we're going to get started with some questions first, and then we're going to see where spirit wants to take us. And I am so excited that everyone's here to join us. So Sandy, I know that you are a spiritual intuitive. Now, I feel like a spiritual intuitive is a very big word and broad. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about being a spiritual intuitive?
Okay, just to clarify what that means, because you're right, it's very broad. I've taken many courses over the years, you know, spiritual courses, trainings to enhance my intuitive ability to be able to read the card. Tarot, I specialize in the tarot, but it was the oracle cards, the angel cards, and whatever cards I can get my hands on, because I love the cards, because that way people can see what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I'm the type of psychic that is more clairaudient. Like, we all have different gifts as psychics, and you know, all of us, many of us, or most of us, have all different, like, some of us see clairvoyant and hear clairaudient and feel clairsentient or smell clairsentient and empath feeling. So anyway, I many moons ago, over 25 years ago, I actually, how I got started and how I got interested was 40. That's how old I am. 40 some years ago. Oh my God, it was 45 years. I went to what they call back then a fortune teller. Because I don't know what it was. That. My girlfriend's like, come on, let's go get your fortune read. Like, she uses cards. She's going to tell you all about your life. So I go, well, geez, I don't want to know if anyone's going to die or anything. I was 20 years old. Said, no, no, no. It's fun. It's entertaining. When do you go? And I was going through all these changes in my life, you know, and I was scared. You know how when you go through a transition? So I said, all right, I'll go as long as she's not going to scare me. So I sit down and this woman has all these cards and she starts telling me about my life. Rachel, when I tell you this woman, I mean, right down to the point where she said, oh, your father's name is Bill. Is that correct?
Oh, my goodness.
I went, oh, my God, there's something to this. So now I was so curious. But the power of the spoken word is so important. I don't know if you've read of any of Florence Scovel Shinn. Any, she was a psychic way back in the 1800s. If you ever get your chance, get any of her works to read. She had little, very easy to read, like The Secret, little quotes and inspirational messages. And she always said the power of the spoken word. And she was a very big on the same line as The Secret, ask, believe, receive.
Right,
to
right,
manifest
right.
What you want to be. So I walked out of there not knowing about Florence at the time or any of that. And I was so happy because when I went in, I was very nervous. And when I came out, I felt, oh, Florence Scovel, S-C-O-V-E-L, just the answer in a lady, Shin, S-H-I-N-N. I come out of there, my head was shaking, and out loud, I was by myself, I spoke to myself, and I go, oh my God, I wish I had that woman's power, because I felt like 1,000 pounds were lifted off my shoulders, I felt excited about some things that hadn't happened, but she said they probably will. She told me I was going to get pregnant for a set of twins. 12 years later, I got pregnant. I ended up, unfortunately, I did not, they didn't come to term. It was early on, but literally, this woman was unbelievable. So as soon as I said those words, if I had her power, I want to help people. That's how I want to do it. I want to have parties. I want to do one-on-ones because I'm a people person, yeah. You know, and I want to make people feel better. Yes, that was good for the spelling there. So I just said, I would love to be able to have that gift. And then I could help others that way and travel all over and have freedom.
Yeah.
And I don't want to work for someone the rest of my life. Well, lo and behold, did I ever know that, you know, how many years later I was doing this full time? I mean, wow. Full time as 2012, but a lot of business starting in 2000 professionally.
That's amazing. You said on your website, and you said it needs to be updated. You've done over 16,000 readings, which means you've probably done over 25,000.
People say, well, how could you come up with that number? Well, I work on an 800 line. I really don't keep track, actually.
Yeah. Like,
I work on an 800 line. Many of you may heard of it called keen.com.
Yes, I have.
But I don't tell a lot of my people because I have to charge a whole lot of money on there because I have to pay half my proceeds to them, pay taxes. And so you got to charge a lot of money by the minute.
But load.
You know, really, I do it because it's a side thing to do.
Yeah.
In between my regular, which is usually pretty busy, regular clients that come in personally from all over the country, world, some worldly, you know, now it's growing. It's all word of mouth.
So true. So true.
It's an easy way.
So what I liked about what you wrote on your website was that you encourage and support others in healing, both emotional and spiritually, as they go through life challenges. I thought that was very powerful.
Rachel, you know how I came up with that? I don't know how, really, because when I wrote that up, actually, Spirit, I think I'm a little clairaudient. I think they helped me write the write-up. But I'll never forget my first experience. This is how I knew I wanted to help people, but I didn't know how. I was about 4 or 5 years old. And I remember going to my parents were visiting these friends, and I walked in, and here was this girl in a wheelchair. I never saw anybody in a wheelchair before.
Wow.
And I was horrified because I could tell she was confined, and I was always all over the place. I still am. And I thought, oh, how horrible it must be to be able to have to sit in a chair all day and not be able to walk or move around. I was beside I was only about 4 or 5. And that's when I knew. I said, oh God, I wish I could help people like her, but I don't know how. People that needed help, I didn't know in what way.
Yeah,
and I knew that. Then all these years went by. I didn't want to go to college. I worked for attorneys, God bless them, but I worked for them, financial attorneys, for 25 of my 35 years corporate experience. And it was okay money, and it was so much stress, but then I could take the stress. But it was boring. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't fulfilling at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I kept, what am I going to do? You know, that I love to do, that I feel I made a difference.
Yeah.
And then I finally got it.
Now you work with spirit guides, and you're clairaudient. How did you know that spirit guides were first coming to you?
Well, you know, in the very beginning, when I started doing this, I thought I was just reading the cards. I didn't realize how really intuitive I was. So when I first got on the 800, I'm reading for this woman, and she's a Scorpio, and she's a psychic because they come. She can read her own cards, you know. But anyway, she's got me on the phone, and I'm reading for her, and she says, I love the way you channel. And I said, what are you talking about, channel? Because I was still learning all of this when I hopped on. I hardly knew anything. And she says, will you channel from spirit? You know, you channel everything you're telling me. It's not just the cards. You're hearing it from your guides. Yeah. And I was like, I am. So I didn't even know. And actually, that is true. And as I've done it longer and longer, I think I used to at first, kind of logic brain, being a Virgo, very logical. I think I was trying to do versus just trusting what I heard. Yeah, I'm years to get better at it, or to be more trusting what I hear, and then just have the cards add to it.
Oh, I love that.
You know,
I love that
practice.
And you also,
I don't know all the names. I just know.
Yeah.
I didn't name them, but I do know I have specific people or souls up there, including my ancestors that helped
me.
I love that.
I'm the same way. I don't get names for spirit guides. I just know that there's somebody working with me. You know,
absolutely.
It's like,
How long? Just, I know you're interviewing me, but I wanted to ask you a question. But how long have you been doing the intuitive readings, Rachel?
So I actually started out as an energy healer. So I started out probably like 8 years ago as doing energy healing. And then in the last probably 4 years, I've moved into doing Akashic Records. And then moving more into doing healing with
that. I love.
So
I want more with the Akashic. I have to. I kept saying I was going to. I have a mentor in New York I went to, and I miss her, and she could probably teach me online or whatever. Yeah. I sent my friend to her, and she's learned so much from her. In fact, she reads for me now, and I'm telling you, I don't get that many readings, but when she gives me a reading, I have to be really ready for one, like really needing it. And she blows my mind with the Akashic Records reading.
Yeah, the Akashic Records, like for me, it's like just a whole different ball game, you know? Like it's just, it's very interesting. When as soon as you open up the records, it's like bam, 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 bam.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. And I am, that's been a goal actually for the last.
Uh-oh, I think she's frozen. For the last what? Can anybody hear Sandy? Type in the messaging. Hold on. Oh, there you are. There you are. You're back. Okay, good.
I thought maybe it was my phone or something. I didn't touch it.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all the energy that's coming forward. I love that. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to say, okay. So I actually have the records open, and what they're saying is that it actually would be very easy for you to tap into the records, and it wouldn't be much of a stretch for you.
because that's my next, I want to learn it. It's
yeah.
So fast.
Yeah. It honestly would not be, this is about you, not about me, but they're saying it will not be very difficult for you.
Oh, well, I love the messages. Someday I'll do a little, when we have time, we'll share something.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. So
all the girls I agree with.
I love that. So the one thing I also know, you also teach tarot classes, tarot one and tarot two classes.
Yes. I didn't really want to teach to begin with, just because it's very detailed work. And yeah. I did so much detailed work for 35 years. I really don't want to get into the detail and the computers and the printouts and this and that.
Yeah.
But anyway, long story short, a very good friend, she's a very big astrologer in your area. You may have heard of her, Arlene DeAngelis. And she had signed up a woman to teach a tarot class at the time she had a shop, Astrological Concepts. This is back in the early 2000s. And she said, Sandy, I really need your help. I said, what? She goes, I have a class of like 8 to 10 people for tarot. And this girl at the last minute canceled. And I don't want to cancel. People, would you teach a class? Well, without me even thinking, I mean, I would have said no if I'd have thought, but my word, spirit speaks through me. Oh, of course. And I went, what? Why did I say that? I have to create a book. I have, yeah, I get so detailed as the Virgo. I got to create an outline. I got to create a book, an agenda. And I only have 6 weeks to do this.
So true.
Oh my God. I can't even believe how much work I put in, but yeah, somehow I pulled it off. I was so nervous. And I found out one of the people I was reading for, he's been way ahead of me doing this work. He's a medium. Mm-hmm. And when I found out he was in that class, I gotta say it was a little intimidating. He's like beyond good. And somehow that was my exposure to getting in front of a group and actually teaching and producing all my own materials. I mean, I'm not a trained teacher. I mean, mm-hmm. I am not, but it worked. And then, well, you know what I really do more of now?
Sure.
I would do a group session. I could lower my price a little bit, but I really like to do the private.
Really?
One-on-one. Yes, because everybody's different and I can move at a different pace with them.
So true. So
undivided attention. So I do like the group interaction, but for teaching, I've been doing more one-on-one.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
What are some of the, because you've been reading for so long and you're so talented, which is just, I'm so grateful that you're on this call. I'm just so excited. any like memorable or anything that you're just been like, wow, like, I can't believe that came out of that session.
As far as teaching or readings?
Probably readings.
Oh my God. I could tell you so many stories, but here's the one of all there's a couple, but I'll give you, this is a pretty fast one. This woman came to me and she, of course, was referred by a friend. Never met her. She was from New Jersey. I was in New York then. She sits down. I know anything about her as I usually don't. And I, in spirit, not me, I'm reading her card. And they say, you have not been in a relationship in a long time. And she said, no, it's been a very long time. So I'm looking at her cards and I said, well, you're going to be in a relationship. And I says, not only are you going to be in a relationship. Hold on one second. You're on camera here.
Hello.
We have a little, whatever. Medicine. He has some kind of a cold or something. I don't know. But anyway, sorry guys. So I said, they said to me, you are going to meet this man. He's coming very soon. I never really know timing.
Yeah.
I said, this man is wealthy. I mean, I'm talking wealthy, not just extra money, wealthy. And he travels and he's going to want to travel you all over Europe. And I see England, Spain. I can only remember because it's so bizarre how it turned out. England, Spain, Italy. And then I don't know if there was another fourth or not. And so she's just listening, you know, probably thinking I'm nuts. And so in the reading, they say to me, your Prince Charming is on his way. Well, I'm sorry, but I just don't. Sorry, guys, if there are any of you on there, I don't call too many people Prince Charming. So yeah. I would never speak that way myself. So that's how I knew it wasn't coming from me. Anyway, 2-3 months later, my girlfriend calls. She goes, sit down. I go, what? She goes, well, my friend, you know, she goes, she met her Prince Charming. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, she met a prince, like a real prince from England. Guess what? She had dinner with the royal family.
No way.
You know, that was one I will never forget. I mean, you couldn't make that stuff up.
No.
You couldn't.
No, that's so cool.
That's one example.
I love that. I love that. So the other thing I noticed is that you're very much law of attraction. Is that like something that you have, because like, I noticed that you, Louise Hay was on your website, like Heal Yourself. So I definitely, what I'm picking up from you is you empower people to give them the tools to heal themselves.
I do. That's how I consider myself healing people. I think almost a lot on not only spiritual, but emotional.
Yes.
My lifetime, you know how we all grow here through pain, physical or emotional. And a lot of my pain in this lifetime was more emotional than physical. So I've studied for years. Like I actually wanted to be I wanted to be a psychologist when I was younger, but with my very crazy Irish dysfunctional family, but I never wanted to go to school that long. And
yeah, I know.
I thought, maybe I'll be a social worker. And then I saw the pay and I went, nah, maybe I'll be something else. I mean, I was a single woman. I had to make some money. So somehow I ended up in the business end for a while.
Love that. I have to say, I felt the same way when I was younger. Really? I wanted to become a psychiatrist. Instead, I became a nurse because that was quicker. And now I'm actually back in school taking psychology courses.
Therapy, and you know, you can do spiritual therapy.
How cool would that be?
You could do something a little different, right? I mean, I have spiritual ideas. I could never think of them for myself, but I think they give them to me for other people.
I love that.
Yeah.
So if somebody wanted to book a reading with you, what is the best way to book a reading with you?
The best way, Rachel, to reach me, a couple ways. If anybody's on Facebook, you know, I'm under Sandy Tiernan Menzer, just my name. And, you know, you can send me a message. Or if you want it, my old site, my website is so old, I almost tell people not to go on it. But also,
it's a good website, though.
It's very old, though. Like, if you look, anybody that's looked at the website, you know, it says I've been reading tarot cards for 12 years. Well, this is how embarrassing. I've been reading them for 25 years. So, very dated website. I almost got it redone a couple of years ago, and the girl backed out on me. So, I'm terrible with the details. It's too long and wordy, but it's not a bad website. I just got to cut a lot of it out. So, the other way they can reach me is email. And an email, sandy@findyourspirit.net. And that would be find your spirit is all one word. So it's sandy@findyourspirit.net. Awesome. N-E-T.
I love that. For doing this so long, do you find anything that surprises you anymore?
Yes. The only thing that's, well, not, with the, I yes and no. the yes is it surprises me that you think that you just get to a certain level and then you're done receiving what you're going to receive.
Right.
The longer you do it, the stronger it gets. Yes. It's just stronger and stronger and stronger. I remember one time this woman called the 800 line and her boyfriend was cheating on her. And right away I got this flash of six numbers in my head. And now meanwhile, I'm in an 800 line. She doesn't have my number. I don't have hers. She's right. Calling anywhere out of the country, in the country. And I heard, or I saw kind and heard 708-645 or something to say. And she almost dropped the phone. She goes, oh my God, that's the suffix in the first three numbers of her number. I go, oh my God. So as you do it longer, you literally get things like it still surprises me.
Right.
Do you
find that you're drawn to other things like with your spiritual intuitiveness? Like as you go further and further on this path, you're like, ooh, I want to work with crystals now. Ooh, I want to work with this now.
Yes, always. Oh my God. Talk about the crystals.
Yeah, I know. They're right there.
Everywhere. Then I've got, you know how you do your little, I've got all my special stones in here and my feathers, you make your little altar, right?
Yeah.
Oh, crystals I could never get enough of. And I'm an earth science. Of course, I'm going to like the crystals. I really would like to learn more. I took a course once. It was 3 hours. It was so long and so detailed. I had 12 pages of notes.
Oh my God.
I couldn't even, only a Virgo. I couldn't even remember anything because I got so much information in those 3 hours. And so I really don't know much about them yet. But every time I go to the store, they give you all the little cards to look at.
Yeah.
I love crystals. In fact, get this. I did meet one, excuse me one minute. I met this one young man down here when I was in a coffee shop, and he actually approached me and said he was a minister and he had cards. I was reading for some girls. And doesn't he give me these set of cards?
Oh my gosh. I love them. Yes.
And they show you what the crystal does.
Yeah.
And you read the cards. You can read them.
Oh my gosh. I love that.
Very happy. This was a gift, but cards are mine. My main, I don't know why, I've always liked cards as a kid.
I love that. Well, I have to tell you, you may not know this, I'm also a certified crystal healer. So if there's any crystal information you need.
Oh, fabulous. If you ever get down to Clearwater, Florida, if you ever get a vacation down here, we should definitely tag up and be so much fun to do something. We can always do online stuff too, but. Yeah.
Someone just said, Lola just said, I love that you're also into astrology. She loves it as well. And she's a Gemini.
Oh, Gemini. Gemini are two brains, Lola. Hi, Lola. I think you connected today with me. Are you Wayne's daughter?
Let's see. This pops in. Hold on. I love this. We have to go on the chat because I muted everyone. Because what happens is it gets all like distracted. So I'll have to see. Before she responds back, because I don't want to take up, because I know you're very busy. Anything else that you want to share with us before we, because I know you were so lovely and Sandy, you were going to do some readings.
I think really the best thing is just to say, hey, let's open up and let's let people call or type in or whatever they do and ask a question. And I could even start with Lola and she wants to know about being a Gemini and I could give her,
do you want me to unmute them? Would that be easier for you?
Yes, you could. As long as everybody is talking at once.
All right. I'm only going to do one at a time. I'm going to start with Lola. Here we go. Okay. Lola.
Perfect.
We're going to unmute you. There you go, Lola.
Hi, Sandy. Yes, I am Wayne's daughter. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Please give him a big hug and kiss. My cousin Wayne, I haven't seen him many, many moons. And I never asked him if he probably saw her as a baby. All right. So you want to know about being a Gemini, okay?
Yes, please.
Gemini. It's a hard and it's an easy and a hard sign because it's the duality. Gemini are the twins, okay? So they almost are like two people sometimes. I always say they have brains. So every time your little angel side says, yes, I'm going to do this. This is the right thing. You got that little devil in the background going, are you sure you want to do it that way? Why don't you do it this way? Do you find like this is hard?
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The thing about being Gemini though, is you're ruled by Mercury. Mercury rules communication. So you might be a very good communicator in the communications marketing business. Being on stage, Geminis are very good people to get on stage. I am not actually, but they're very good. They don't mind being in the and they're very super intelligent. They almost will think logic over with their heart. So keep your heart and your head balanced. Okay. And it may change your life many times in life and what you want to be. So you might start out, oh, I'm going to be a nurse. And then you master things. You're so brilliant. You master them so quickly. You want to learn something new. And that's okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. So Thank you so much.
Thanks, honey. Give everybody a hug for me, will you?
I will. Thank you.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move in order for how they are. So I'm going to move on to Claudia next.
Good, good.
Claudia, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Hi, Claudia. It's Sandy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What can we answer for a question for you tonight?
Oh, sweet Jesus. You know, this is really my first time ever.
I love it. That's even more fun.
So I really don't know what to ask, to be honest with you. But
okay, how about I just give you a message from Spirit?
Yeah. Oh, honey, go for it. I'm ready.
All right, honey. I want you to get in just a positive state of mind and make wishes. And not necessarily will your wish come out, but what you need to hear is going to come out. Okay.
Okay.
So here we go. Just give me the month and day you're born. Cause sometimes I seem to tune into people deep on a deeper level with their month and day that they're born.
April 7th.
Okay. Oh, good friend of mine is April 7th. Happy birthday in advance. You're Aries.
Well, thank you. Yes, I am.
Okay, so this is your first message. You see this guy and he's got all the sticks around him. He's saying either you have to be defensive or somebody's defensive with you, or you might have to put your guard up with someone. In other words, stand your ground with something. The Aries is fire energy. The wands, these sticks, that's fire energy. Seven is a great number that is around you right now, which is a spiritual number, actually, seven.
Oh.
So if you're having an issue with anyone, this might be a male that you might have to ground up with. I don't know if it makes sense now because I get past, present, and future. So if it's not making sense now, it may come up for you.
Okay.
I'm also seeing a justice card. I'm going to give you two cards. And the justice talks about balance and decisions, legal papers, documents, things like that. Decisions. So maybe there's something you have to make a decision on. Do you have anything? I don't want to get personal with you on.
No, that's okay.
But if there's anything legal that you have to do, maybe that's why they're saying stand your ground. And if you don't have anything legal, you might. It might be a contract. It might not be like a lawsuit or anything. It might just be a contract you're going to sign or something.
Oh, okay.
So July is.
I didn't really think of anything at that moment, but I'm definitely going to keep that in mind.
Something with July. You may have some papers or a decision to make in July and stand your ground.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I have no problem with that standing my ground. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Good talking to you. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to move to, this is an iPhone. I'm asking you on mute, but I don't know who you are.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi,
Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How you doing? What question can we answer for you tonight?
I'm great, thanks. So, Sandy, I saw you probably like 8 years ago, and I've spent so much time trying to figure out who I saw in the last couple of years because I didn't have your number.
Aww.
So it kind of just happened upon my friend Liz had told me about you. But so I was just kind of curious. I spend like a lot of time kind of trying to think about like feeling like there's something more like I'm meant to do.
Yeah.
I don't really know what it is, but I feel like there's something. Like, how do I maybe focus more on that to try to figure it out?
Okay. Well, I pulled a card for you, first of all. And Tracy, just give me the month and day that you're born.
December 7th.
There's your fire. I'm going to say probably a fire energy or a fireman or something. That's your fire energy. Okay. So you are a Sagittarian, ruled by Jupiter, which is the planet of luck and abundance, by the way. So this message for me and what you want to do, this is a card of communication. And Sagittarian energy, just so you know, they are very adventurous people. If you did anything, whether it be communication, because you sound like you're a pretty good communicator and something, and you have a big personality. So you could do anything with marketing, communications. You could be a travel guide. You could, do you like to travel?
I do like to travel.
All right, because you're probably going to do a lot of it in your lifetime, and you may even get a job that encourages travel or something. So I'm just saying that. But this card also, what I want to say to you is when you want to know what you want to do, also talks about start talking to people. You know how sometimes you just keep talking about, I'm trying to find my purpose and trying to find what I want to do. As you do that and you talk to different people, sometimes people come in and give you ideas. So I think that you're very active, though. Are you a very active person? A lot of energy? Yeah, because whatever you do, you have to be very busy and active because you'd be bored otherwise. So do something that's going to keep you really busy. Maybe it's something with communication. I'm going to do one more card for you. I'm going to do an oracle card. Oh, my goodness. Look at you with intuition. So this says you have a very strong intuitive ability. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that. I've had certain things here and there, and I do have a spirit guide that followed me around for a while. So,
oh my God, they want you. I just heard when you said that, I heard they want you to take, if you haven't, take an intuitive development, psychic development course. Rachel, you may know people, and maybe
I'm teaching an intuitive class on April 12th. It's for free. Hop into my Facebook group and you can take it. A supercharged intuition.
Thank you.
Beautiful. That's one thing you're meant to do, because what I feel is when you do that, Rachel, I didn't even know, Rachel and I don't really know each other. Well, we do now, right, Rachel?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Very quickly, we learned a lot. But what they're saying is because you have a strong intuition, take this class because you already have a little bit of a gift. Well, we all have the gift, but you might have a gift that's stronger than others. In other words, where you can develop quicker. And that class alone may help lead you to get to know more of what you do want to do.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to say one thing, Sandy, to chime into your reading. I apologize. But also, Archangel Metatron is stepping forward for you, and he's saying to call on him and he'll help you to focus on what you want to do next.
Call on who?
Archangel Metatron.
Oh, please join him when you can, because we can compete against each other.
Okay. All right, moving on.
All right.
We're moving on to Roseanne.
Roseanne. Hi, Roseanne.
Let's see here. I'm asking her to unmute.
Okay. I'm good. How are you?
There you go.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. What can we answer tonight for you?
Well, Rachel knows I've been struggling with what to do, and I pretty much have it. I want to be a education mentor and just help teachers and parents that want to homeschool. And and I just want to make sure that that is a good path for me to go.
Oh my God. A number one, this card right here came out. This is the card of the teacher.
I love that.
All right. If you know anything about tarot, right, Rachel? She knows.
Yep.
Is the teacher. They already say, see this card, you have all the tools already to be able to do this. And what I'm hearing is you could actually be like a consultant and work for yourself. Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
Bingo. And guess what? Look at you. You're going to make a lot of coins. It's going to be very successful. So Rachel has you on the right path is all I can tell you, because that's a definite big yes. And wow. You know, you might start a whole new fad of something.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Okay. Now I want to tell you my birthday.
That helps too. Go ahead, honey.
April 11.
Oh my goodness. We're getting all the Aries tonight. It's because we're in Aries season. Well, yes. Happy birthday ahead of time. And you said 11? Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. 11 is the angel number. 11 is a master karmic number. You know, I look at it as an angel number and new beginnings all the time, new beginnings. And I also look at it as leadership. And look at what number came out for you. First of all, the one.
Yep.
There's your one, right? The second card was a 9. Wow. All right. So 9 and 1 is 10. And what is 10? A 1. So there's your 11 energy right there in the cards. You are, you're on your way now to where you need to be. Look at, they say you're taking off all of those self-imposed restrictions, like, oh, I'm not sure. And, you know, the self-sabotage, boom, you're releasing yourself from all that I call thinking.
There you go.
Your confidence will start to soar now.
Awesome. Yay.
Moving on. All right, we're going to move on to Kate.
Okay, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just looking for a general reading. I've read you've done a couple readings for me.
Okay, Kate. What month and day are you born, hon?
I'm June 19th.
Oh, we have another Gemini tonight. So we've got a couple Geminis and a couple Aries. Isn't that interesting? So let's take a look. You're on the cusp of Cancer. So first message for you, you've got some decisions to make, and being on that Gemini, you are a Gemini technically, I think. Sometimes it's a little hard to make decisions, do you find sometimes, because you are definitely on the cusp of Cancer as well. Mm-hmm. And Gemini energy is, you know, being the twins. Mm-hmm. Might be back and forth a lot about what you want to do. Yep. And then of course the water energy, your Cancer, you're on the cups or the water, right? You have that, you know, how the water people can be a little wishy-washy with decisions. So you may find it hard sometimes, a little harder to make decisions, but what Spirit is saying, always go with your first thought, always right. Number one, don't second guess it is what I'm hearing. And also I see this celebration here for you. Now, this is all about emotional stuff, happy emotions, okay? So to me, this is a celebration. It's a decision about some kind of a celebration you're either going to have yourself or maybe even set up for somebody. Are you trying to plan a party or going to any kind of a party, kind of special with a larger group of people?
No, both of my, I have three kids, but two of my boys are April birthdays.
Do you ever do like a big family birthday thing? You don't? Okay. Well, I'm not sure what it is, but they say you're going to be having some fun here, and you're very, the water part of you, which is your Cancer side, you are very family oriented. Like you will always probably get the most fulfillment in your life out of your family, your children. Would you said you had three boys?
I have two boys and a girl.
Okay. So there's your three children. This is where you're getting happy and your happy emotions from. And you also have the Wheel of Fortune here. Now the Wheel of Fortune can mean a lot of things, but in this case, I see it as a change and a very positive change to something that you will make a decision on. And it relates to something with one of your children. One of your children has a big change to make of some kind. And whatever decision you decide to make for, and I'm not sure which one it is, it might be your older one.
Yep, it is.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to make the right decision. Is he changing a school or what's his change? Or do you want to mention it?
Well, he's eight. He's going through a really hard time right now. So right now he's living with his dad.
Oh, that is so hard. And by the way, I have a son. He's now 35, but I struggled my whole life with a lot of, unfortunately, health challenge stuff. And it's hard. And are you, you're a single mom then?
Yep.
No wonder why so many decisions, because you're trying to juggle so much. Yeah. We'll say a little prayer for him. What's his first name? Anybody in R? What's his first name?
Jack.
What is it?
Jack.
Oh, okay. Zach.
Jack with a J.
Jack.
Oh, Jack. I'm sorry. Well, my hearing must be going. We'll say a little prayer for Jack. What birthday is he, real quick? And let me see if I can give you another message on him.
He's April 18th.
Okay. Another April.
Another Aries. He is on the cusp of Taurus, though, very close. So he's fire and earth, and he might have a little bit of impulsivity problems because he's that fire, right? And maybe he speaks, and then after he does something, he's sorry or something. Do you have that with him? So he needs to be very active, like in a sport or something. Is he in anything like that for all of his energy?
He needs to be, but he keeps quitting everything.
Well, honey, does he have ADHD?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would be common. Does he like sports? He's probably athletic.
He's going to start again with soccer in a couple of weeks. So hopefully that goes well.
Wonderful for him, because that will help him sleep at night, because he's got so much energy. But we will say a little prayer that whole issue gets turned around, and it will.
Thank you.
I'm going to say one thing. This is funny. This is an Archangel Metatron evening. Archangel Metatron works with people that have ADHD. So you can call on him before he goes to school. And they're also encouraging you. I don't know if you ever can put like crystals in his pocket or anything like that. Shungite will be good for him, and also bronzite.
Can you put that in the type that in so I can take a picture of it?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
All right.
Good luck with you, honey.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
Thanks a million. Bye bye now.
All right, we're going to move on to Chris.
All righty.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually just looking for whatever message you'd want to pass on to me.
Okay, good, hon. Those are always easy. Now, what month and day, again, is your birthday, Chris?
It's May 30th. I'm a Gemini.
Did I ever read for you before?
You have not.
Okay, you have a voice very familiar, like someone that I did read for. So Gemini, geez, we're getting old Gemini and Aries tonight. Isn't that interesting? All right, here we go, hon. Let's take a look. Well, this actually is a card that many times represents Gemini energy, the magician and the tarot. So the first message, this is what they call a major arcana in the tarot, which means you have a lot of gifts. You have a lot of gifts to teach. You're very adaptable. You might even be a mutable sign. Do you know this Gemini mutable, Rachel?
No. Mutable sign? I don't know that.
Okay. I think you're just the type that you can adapt easily. And, you know, they're showing you having a whole bunch of tools in your hand and around you. So you might be a great person if you're not self-employed. Someday you could be or should be. You might also have an awful lot of creative ability. Do you do creative or healing work? What do you do for work?
I do not yet, but I'm working on it. So I'm trying to open up my spiritual gifts and go down that route. And I'm currently in corporate America. So,
okay. Oh yeah. So, and you know, I started in corporate America. It's good training for business.
Yes.
But once you get into what you're really, your gifts are, again, that was all schooling for you. I could see you either self-employed or I see you doing something entirely different, whether it's teaching, consulting, or possibly even if you're interested in the healing. This is actually a Gemini woman. If you see that sword, the woman holding the sword, that's air energy. You are an air sign. And you're very, very, you're ruled by Mercury, and that is the planet of logic and the planet of communication. So yeah, anything communicating. You are like amazing. In fact, what do you do at your work? Are you in some kind of communications area?
I'm not.
Oh, you got a great personality. You got to use more of your personality and your ability to communicate.
Okay.
All right, honey.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
We're moving on to Laura A.
Laura A. Hi, Laura A.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm very excited to watch this video and to be a part of this. Thank you.
Oh, we hope you're enjoying it.
Well, what very, question? Very much. Very much.
Would you like to ask a question or do you want a general message?
My question is, what do I need to know today?
All right. Let's get on it. Now, what month and day, honey, are you born?
March 21st.
Another. Is that an Aries, Rachel?
First real cool. Day.
Okay. Oh my goodness. We've had all Aries and Geminis almost tonight. It's so crazy, but it's good. It's just funny.
Hey, I'm a Leo.
We got a Leo here and I'm on the cusp, but I'm actually a Virgo. Okay. First message. Have you been feeling, and you don't have to say this, this is just spirit talking to me and I'm repeating what I hear because I'm clairaudient, but this card is you might be possibly have been feeling a little under the weather. Maybe you have felt where you're in a place, maybe in your life a little bit. I don't know if you're feeling down or if you're just feeling isolated, if you're feeling like you need some higher vibrational energy around you or people around you. Okay.
Yes.
And sometimes this can be a card of feeling either challenged, feeling like, you know, you're lacking something. Maybe you're lacking some vitamin C or whatever. But what they say is you need to go on a trip somewhere and get away to the blue water and the sunshine. But whatever period of state that you were in that you were feeling a little bit down, this is actually great energy. This is about possibly setting up a trip. Have you made any travel plans? So, and maybe
that's funny. Last week I set up three trips, one to New Mexico, one to Myrtle Beach with my granddaughter, and one to Jamaica with my husband for our 30th anniversary.
Wonderful. That is what you're supposed to be doing. Actually, Spirit actually said that you've been either working too much or just not having a lot of high vibrational energy or people around you. And you need to literally get away, and you are going to, like, oh my gosh, you're going to have such a good time on these trips. Is one of your trips visiting a sister, a mother, or a close girlfriend?
Yeah. My aunt in New Mexico. I'm taking my son.
Oh, and I almost said to you, are you taking one of the children? Because I actually heard you would be mothering a child.
Yes.
When you were going up. Okay, good. You know, you're going to be happy when they say, don't worry about the money. The money will come. It'll pay for itself. Don't even look at that.
Okay.
Part. It'll all fit. And have a wonderful time. And there's also one more woman here we have to talk about. This is a very strong woman. Are you working right now outside the home?
No.
Okay. So you just kind of work in your home and you're maybe raising children and stuff. Is that it?
Yes.
How many? Three?
I'm taking care of 3 to 4,
five. So almost said yeah. Five.
But... I have five children.
Oh, you do have five. Okay.
And I have three grandchildren that I take care of, but I am the queen.
That's the work. And you know what? Now you need a little time for you. And that's just what you're going to do. And once you come back, you're going to feel like before, I just felt like you were feeling depleted and maybe a little emotionally. So now that's right. Perfect timing. Go have a beautiful time. Each trip is going to be better than the next.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
To Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Sandy. I haven't seen you in a long time, but I enjoy your Facebook posts all the time. Another Aries here, hate to tell you.
March 29th. I'll tell you, I'm real glad to get in the sunshine. It was starting to be tough today, you know, to be in the dark. So make sure you get away if you don't move away. That's the first message.
My question is around that. I have been on a bit of a hamster wheel for the last couple of years, and I want to move. And I don't really know where.
Saying that, because actually strongly I was feeling that before I even pulled the card. What month and day are you under, Liz?
March 29th, another Aries. Coming up, couple days.
I think every person on here is an Aries sign, which is fine because we're in Aries season, right? It's not a coincidence. Okay, so here's the first message. As you're kind of putting out there and thinking about doing this, you see that fish in that cup, you know, I kind of feel like that is a card of some news. First of all, the page means some news coming. And that fish to me is like abundance. So the fact that you're thinking about maybe making this move, that is your guides, your angels, or whoever's talking to you, divine, to let you start to talk more about it. Because the more you talk about it, this is a card of communication, the more you're going to realize your dreams. And you have an angel guiding you. This is a card I call the angel of peace, really. But this card is about decisions, and it's about making the right decision when you're ready for that change. This couldn't even be happier emotional fulfillment. And you know how you said you've been a little bit for 2 years? Now, this is a card normally feeling stuck. But look at, you're unlatching that rope, and you're going to be free when you make this change. So keep talking about it, because as you talk about it, that's how I think I got here finally, because I kept talking about wanting to move, but I wanted to go to a place that was warmer, et cetera, et cetera. But I talked about it for way many years before I got here, but it helps by talking about it a lot, because our words turn into our reality. I really do believe ask, believe, receive concept.
Awesome.
And let me give you one more message. One more, they said. For some reason, they're telling me to pull an angel card for you. So we're going to do that. So you have an angel here, and the angel is Indriel. Okay. And what this angel is saying is you're a light worker, and God needs you to shine your divine light and love like an angel upon the earth and all of its inhabitants. So it does seem the fact that you want to move, I think there's a reason that you want to move besides just wanting to move. I think there's some people there that need you. And that you need them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to move closer to my kids, my daughter. Yep.
Get that. Where is she? Is she in the Carolinas?
In North Carolina, in Durham. Yep.
I heard Carolina. Good. You're going to love it there. It's a nice.
I hope so.
Nice name. Well, I think you're in New York now, right?
Yeah.
Like it better than longer. It'd be nice if you even.
I get jealous of your pictures.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's heaven on earth, truthfully. Will you enjoy, honey? Is she anywhere near the beach or anything? Myrtle Beach?
No, she's in Durham.
Oh, in Durham, you said. Yeah. Is that near Raleigh?
Yes. Yes.
Well, no matter what, the weather, oh my God, more sunshine. You're going to love it. Plus, you're going to love your grandchildren. I'll take it. Thank you so much.
I don't have it yet. Am I getting them?
You are getting, girl. You keep going. Keep moving forward.
They're coming. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm going to move on now to Marie.
All righty. Marie?
Hi, Sandy.
Hello,
Marie. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
Doing great. So good to see you.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you got in here. I get to see you soon, right?
Hold on. Oh, hold on. I have to unmute her again. Sorry, that's my fault. Sorry, Marie.
That's okay.
Hi, there she is.
All right, honey. What are you going to ask?
I'm going to leave it to whatever I need to know or hear.
Well, I'm so glad to hear your voice. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you again. So let's take a look, honey. Been too long. Oh, look at you, Marie. You do need a trip. You've been feeling tired. Is that true?
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, my God, shows me. Can everybody see that? She has not been having an easy time here. Yeah. All right. So you got to get away, and you're going to. Yeah. And your faith in Taurus. Are you Taurus, right? Is that it?
I am.
So Taurus. There you are, the Taurus, the energy of your birthday is coming up pretty soon. You're the first one that isn't a Gemini and Aries tonight. Yeah. Well, you got a birthday coming though. So I feel like this kind of month or season right before your birthday, Marie, I think, and I've noticed this myself. I don't know, Rachel, if you ever noticed it. It seems like the month before my birthday, whenever I'm trying to move out of any negative stuff, I feel like that month before it happens more.
Yeah.
And when I get to my new month, I'm like, everything starts going right.
Yep.
So I think by May, Marie, you got some keys here. Look at those keys. I feel like you've got answers to some of these questions you want to unlock, so to speak. And your prayers are being heard, just so you know. Let me do one more here. And look at movement, travel. And maybe a decision, you know, with the white horse and the black horse, are you kind of at a standpoint of making a decision to try to be two places or something or do two things?
I am.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, honey. Well, again, you know, you're going to get your answer from divine. Mm-hmm. They're hearing your request.
Okay.
And you have your ancestors up there too, that are hearing you. So let's just do one quick angel card for you too. We got Caressa. Oh, so this confirms what I just said with your month, prior month. You are at the end of a cycle. Here's the card. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, notice the palm trees in the background with your angel. Florida. You are at the end of a cycle in your life. Call upon your angels to comfort you, guide you, your next step. To your next step. Happiness awaits you now. So yes, that confirmed that.
Beautiful. Yeah, awesome. Beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much.
Good. My pleasure.
We're moving on to Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm well.
You are. What are we gonna ask Spirit tonight for you?
Just read me, Sandy. Oh.
We will do. You're the Mary from Queensbury area, right?
I am.
Okay. I'm trying to get your voice because I know a lot of Marys, but I was pretty sure that was you. I want to confirm. All right, honey. Gemini, right?
Yep.
Are you born Gemini?
I am.
Okay. So we're getting all Gemini and Aries. So we just got our first one outside of that. Here's the first message for you, Mary, as I was shuffling. You're going to be moving. moving and moving forward. Both words I'm hearing are both phrases, moving and moving forward. Mm-hmm. And I can see, like, when I see those two horses, I do think sometimes of a decision, you know, do I go, like, one horse is maybe going to go that way and one's going to go that way. So maybe you're going to go back and forth with something, but maybe you're going to try to make a decision of which way you're going to end up landing in your movement, because I feel like things are going to happen quickly, or they are happening quickly. Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's start with that. Now let's go. I also feel, Mary, the month of July, July are going to be time frames for this movement, maybe. Now, here you are, the lady holding the coin. So they want you to relax if it comes to any, you know, everybody's been a little concerned with their finances and the way the earth is and the way everything, the cost of everything is. So you will have plenty of financial wherewithal to do whatever you want to do. And also, I love this card, Mary, because it's a card of feeling stable or wanting to feel stable. Sometimes when you're making a move, you don't always feel so stable because it's a major life change, you know, but look, you've got this, look at your face. You look a little mad at something. Are you mad at someone right now?
Yes.
You look a little mad. So what they're saying is, that's going to pass. All right. And when you make these changes, you're going to feel like you might not know it now, but you're going to feel a lot happier. And, oh my goodness. I don't know what's going to happen to you, but it is raining money for you. So just know that if you feel like you don't have enough, or if you need more, or if you want more, it's coming tenfold. And this 10 represents too happiness in a relationship. So if it's not at this time, you will have that again. You will have money. And this is how they're saying it to me, money and marriage, like that. Like, I don't know if you're getting married again, but
nope, not yet. Never.
Love it. I'll leave
you with that, honey. Thank you for calling or being on.
I love you, Sandy. I also have Robin.
Robin.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Can I get a month and day that you're born, Robin? And we'll kind of tune in more.
Okay. August 4th. You got a Leo.
Oh, we got a Leo, Rachel. Here we go. Woo-hoo! Okay, so let's see what Robin needs to know. Or do you have a specific question, Robin?
I really don't. Nope.
Okay. First card that jumped out is this Seven of Swords. Now, this isn't always my favorite card. And the reason I say that, you see that man, doesn't he look like he's trying to sneak away?
Yeah.
And he's kind of like, he's almost trying to get away with something. So I think what that card to me means for you is maybe there's somebody around you that's not being on the up and up. Like maybe they're trying to hide something from you or something. Now, okay. I'm not sure if it's a female or not, because a female does come up, but that could represent you as well. But let me look at one more card and then I'm going to see if we can get any idea. Okay. Yeah. I don't know that it's a female. I think that female just could be representing you. But okay. This card is card of love and card of a new love or renewal of love. Okay. So are you in a relationship that's renewed or new?
No.
You've been in one a while.
Yes.
All right. So we got to tell you that whoever you're with, he might be trying. I'm sorry, mister, but he might be trying to put something a little bit like past you. Okay. So if you feel like he's not telling you the whole truth on something, you might have to call him on the carpet. Just be aware. Okay. Now, again, I'm not sure what it is. Sometimes, okay. You know, I know I've been in a few relationships that then sometimes try and hide the money a little or spend a little extra and they're not telling you or have a little extra. So it could just be that. It's okay. So kind of watch your money. Okay. That's a big message. And you have this one other lady right here. I think this is actually representing more you. And this is another lady that supports you. And maybe it's Mary that really watches you very closely and supports you all the way. Like she's there for whatever you need to talk about.
She is.
If you do have any issues pop up, just know you have this lady and she is like your rock.
Perfect.
Thanks, honey. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
I love you, Sandy. Thank you.
All right, we're moving on to Nicole.
Okay. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. So
how are you?
We're so excited to be here. I'm here with my kids, and they love the discussion about the gemstones.
You're kidding.
and Great. They're very interested. And so you covered both my kids in being a Leo and an Aries. And
oh my goodness,
I just wanted to know if you would just read.
Let's give each one a message
card for them.
Yes. Why don't we give each one a message? Your daughter's name,
Catherine, and she's All 11. Right.
And she's the Leo?
Yes.
Okay. Catherine, what can we tell you? Oh, my goodness. She has the gift of knowing. Look at her. This is the High Priestess. Well, that's her mom's. That's you also, you know, obviously your energy around her. But you see that cross on her neck? That means she's very high vibrational. She's going, Catherine, you may be very interested in the crystals because you're very connected to God somehow, whether you realize that or not.
Yeah, she has amethyst coming in. It's a master healer.
I love it. She is a healer. And Catherine, if you're going through any challenges in your life right now, which we all are, the reason you're going through this is because you are going to heal people someday in some form or fashion. Okay. There's many ways you can do it, but you have a gift of knowing and you'll be able to heal people. So just, you know, that you're on the right path. And when you meet people, you make them feel calm. There's something about you, you will make them feel better, but first you have to heal yourself. That's what we all have to do. Cause you know, we come in this world, we're totally unhealed. We have to learn how to heal. Then when you get to the level of knowing what you want to do you have any idea what you want to do someday?
She's asking you.
What's she
likes, she's creative. She likes to, right now, she really likes acting.
Oh my gosh. Well, she can, this is her. She can manifest anything she wants to manifest. Yeah. And if she's a Leo, they love being in the limelight. They're like the perfect actress and actress. So you go for your dream, honey. And if you change your mind, that's fine. You might do more than one thing, but thank you.
I'm going to say one thing to her real quick. I don't know if you have amethyst at home, but definitely get amethyst and put it at your nightstand. It will help you to sleep. It's also a master healer and will help you to feel more grounded.
Yes. I got my right here. That is my favorite stone. Good. Thank you, Rachel, for sharing that.
Yes. Other child?
Okay. And your son's name, I'm sorry.
Cooper. And he's going to be 14 next week. He's also here.
Oh my gosh.
You're all
got red jasper popping in for him. I'm sorry. I cut you off. He's got red jasper coming in. That's like for super creative energy. Ooh. It's like coming in hot.
Ooh, I might even have it somewhere. Cooper, do you like the crystals?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. You make sure you carry him, because I'm going to tell you, I carry him with me. People laugh. But one time, I'll never forget, I'll tell you a quick story. It was about 40 years ago. I was maybe 35. That's how old I am. But anyway, I was so broke. I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills. And I was crying to this psychic one night. And I said, oh my God, I don't have any money to pay my bills. She goes, right now, this is the true story. Get a citrine. It attracts money. Put it in your wallet. I got to tell you, as soon as I got that thing in my crystal in my purse, within 1 month, I had the job doing what I do now on an 800 line. And I made more money that year than I couldn't even imagine. And I have more than enough money, like just from putting that crystal. So I always carry one. So when Rachel's telling you about this crystal, let me tell you, they really are powerful.
Yes, they are.
All right, honey, we got to give you a message now. So let's see what they want you to know. You are very creative. Here's your creative energy right here. You're surrounded by a few girls. You got your mom, you got your sister. And I actually think you have a girl that likes you. I don't know if you know. We have to talk about it if you don't want, but I'm just saying. And the reason I say it, you see the lover's card here? Well, apparently you might know this, and I don't know that you're shy or not in school. But boy, I'll tell you, you got a lot of girls that like you. And now the strength, this is your power in your life. You're very, very powerful in your own right. And spirit is saying they want you to use your power, okay? Because you're very strong as far as headstrong, okay? They want you to use that power in the right way. You have great leadership abilities. So once you figure out what you want to do in your life, whatever it may be, you take it and you learn it inside out and put all your energy in it. Because if you do, you could end up being a self-made, maybe millionaire even, you know, you could be a self-made man. You could run your own business. You could lead others if you work for someone else. You have great leadership. So I'm going to leave that with you.
I love it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on to Patty.
To Patty. Hi, Patty.
Hi there. It's nice to meet you.
How are you? Nice to meet you too. Can I ask just what month and day you're born, Patty? We're going to tune into you with your birthday.
I was going to say, I'm going to be the different one. I'm November 12th.
Yay. We got a different
Scorpio.
Just break the ice. We love them all. Scorps I love because you are a Scorpio. They happen to be one of the most intuitive signs. The water people are extremely intuitive, Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio. But Scorps, I have a lot of Scorp people I read for, and they just seem to get it. Like I can say something to them and I don't even have to explain it. They like understand it right away, even if I don't know why I'm saying it to them. So honey, do you want to ask a question or do you want a message?
Just give me a message.
All right, dear. Here we go. Let's give the message. Here you are with an ace. I like that heart around the ace and the roses and everything. So what I'm seeing in this is if you had any challenges at all as it relates to maybe your love life or any kind of an emotional, doesn't have to necessarily be a partner, any kind of an emotional challenge, you are going to cut through it. Yeah. You know, I see the peace, the white rose to me is, I think that's a white rose. Yeah. The white rose is peace and the red rose is love. And if you've had any challenge recently in love, you're going, like I say, you're going to cut through that challenge and you're going to find an answer to it. There is a man around you right now. Now this energy actually is a man that is older. They're saying, now, is your dad in with us?
No.
I mean, he's in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's why I asked if he was with us. Cause okay. I feel like your father is, this is your father's energy and your father. I don't know how your relationship was on earth, but it could have been challenged. And if for any reason that it was, whatever he says, what I'm hearing from him is whatever I did wrong or didn't do or whatever, he goes, I want all the forgiveness. Cause you know, we know none of us are perfect parents. Right. And he is here to help guide you. Did he have blue eyes?
I don't know. I didn't know him very well.
I didn't think he had a connection with him. But I'm seeing, well, anyway, if it's not him, he's talking about light blue eyes. Are you seeing someone right now?
No, I'm a widow. So, no, I've kind of been staying. But I'm good, about 4 years. So I'm good.
Oh, honey, you've got somebody coming then, and maybe your father's sending them. But, you know, Scorps are ruled by Pluto, and Pluto is the planet of death and transformation. So you've had a lot of death. You learn a lot of life lessons through death, which is change and transition. But this man is very important to you, whoever is coming in. And I'm sorry for your loss, but I'm going to tell you, I feel like your dad's trying to send you somebody as you heal through your loss. And because you're still a young woman, they say. Yeah. I have no idea your ages, but you're still a young woman and you deserve to have a partner someday. So when you're done and you feel like you're more healed, I feel your husband saying he understands. Go with somebody who's going to.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Because you're really a good partner, they say. You're very loyal.
And I want to say this too, Patty, Archangel Shamuel is coming forward and he's a new angel that I've been working with and he's all about peaceful relationships and he will help you to open your heart to receive more love.
Okay. That's scary, but okay, I'll take it.
That is scary, but honey, we have to be vulnerable to love. I mean, I know it's this frightening thing, but we do have to open our hearts. And I think that's the hardest thing for anybody to do, both men and women.
I have tried.
If you've been hurt.
I have tried a couple times to date, but when you've already had the best, it's hard. Everybody else is like, ugh, so boring. It's like,
well, what you do is April 1st is the new moon. So on the new moon, I tell everybody, you know, because I've learned it, you know, do your new moon, what they call manifestation, and sit down and write down every single thing that you'd like to have someday in a partner when divine is ready to send it to you, him to you. Get very specific of what qualities you want in that person and what qualities you don't want. and pray on, and it will happen quicker.
I did that. I wrote it down and I put it on my vision board. So it's
there's a vision board. All right, girl, this might be your year. This is the Venus year. And Venus is all about love, the sixth year of this year. So you may very well manifest him, and maybe even around your birthday.
Okay. Or sooner. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rachel.
Bye. Bye-bye. Moving on to Ryan.
Who do we have?
Ryan.
Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Sandy, it's Lauren. I'm on Ryan's laptop.
Oh, you're on Ryan. Hi, Lauren. How are you? Oh, Lauren is the proud mother of these beautiful twins and now a new baby. So she's very busy. You had time to call in. That's great.
Yes, we're nursing right now.
Oh, baby is beautiful.
I have my mother-in-law, Cheryl, here with me, too.
Hello. Good.
How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. Nice to meet you. Good. Thank you.
So all right, we kind of are going to leave it up to spirit.
Okay. So do each of you want a message?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Okay. We're going to start with Lauren. Then we're going to go to Cheryl because, Lauren, you popped in first. Okay, Lauren, look at all the support you have. You have some very good support here. You have support from your dad and you have support from your husband. These two men love you very much, both of them. Okay, you got an emperor and a king of pentacles. And then right here in the middle is this knight. Now, the knight message to me is both of these gentlemen, they always want to make sure, if you'll see all the pentacles, they always want to make sure that, you know, you're kind of, they're saying a lot of your full-time job right now is just being a mother and trying to keep up the house if you can. And so they're there to provide for you. And, you know, financially, you're okay. And you won't have to worry because those two love you and they're going to protect you and keep you. So you don't have to worry about that stuff. And you also bring both of them an awful lot of joy. I'm just saying. And as far as this is, the devil looks scary, but it's basically, it could be you feeling very tired or being overworked, or sometimes it's a card of stress. Okay. So if you feel like you've been a little tired and stressed lately, well, you have your hands full. Of course, you've got three. How old are your twins now?
They'll be 5 in May.
Oh, so see, that's like having 3, 5 and oh my goodness, that's a handful. Are they Geminis too?
They are. They're May 23rd.
Of course. That's so funny. But look, what this card right here talks about, coming out of a period of a little sadness. Now, I don't know if it was you personally, like you didn't have any postpartum or anything, depression, did you? Or anybody around you suffering from that?
No.
Not necessarily postpartum depression, but depression. Okay, because I just see somebody around you. It could be one of the guys, actually, because they're talking about Capricorn energy. But one of those males around you could have, and just hiding it, because you know how guys hide their problems. But one of them may be feeling maybe just a little burdened or a little stressed or something. And whatever one it is, whether it's dad or health challenge or your husband, I think it's more dad. Everything's going to be okay. Has he had any health challenge? If he has, everything's going to be okay, but he has to make a few changes.
It is my dad.
It is your dad. Okay. Yes. That's what it is. Let him know the worst is over and to, you know, do a lot of praying, keep the faith, so to speak. And it looks like, you know, everybody praying for him, he's going to be fine. And it's like one of those health challenges. That what angel is around him, Rachel, for healing?
Archangel Raphael.
Uh-huh. Turn on the light, you guys. Raphael, pray to Raphael. Have your dad pray to Raphael, because he is, when I tell you, the archangel, the major healer. He heals everybody and everything. So
Archangel Michael is also stepping forward for him.
Oh, good. And he's the protector. So that tells you that your dad's going to have a lot of protection. Now, Cheryl, can we answer a question for you?
This more message.
Hello. It's 9/29.
Oh my God, you're the same day as the person I live with. So you are Libra.
Yes, okay, ma'am.
9 to 9, I'm 8 to 8. So see that? We have those numbers going on. So let's take a look at the Libra energy today and see what message we have for Cheryl. Well, Cheryl, this is your husband. I think he pops right up right away. And maybe this is just a little stress that, do you have a son as well?
Yes, I have 2 sons.
Okay. One son is what I'm picking up on. And he's definitely a son because look at the sun just happened to come out. So your son, does one of your sons have a little bit of like, you know how sometimes one son doesn't get along with the dad as much, like they love each other, but they clash. Do one of your sons have a clash with dad?
I would say so.
Okay. But that's because, I mean, between us anyway, they'll probably see this, hopefully not, but no, they just have some similarities and they hit head to head a little bit sometimes because they might even be a lot alike. So it might be a clash at this point in their lives. But if you'll see, the sunshine reigns here. So as your son matures a little bit, you know, he may see eye to eye because look at, they're both swords and they're both, you know, let's say strong willed. Okay. So, but you seem to be like they say, you're the one that kind of gets in between and kind of brightens things up for everybody and tries to keep it on an even keel. If there is some kind of a challenge. And I also see you as the strength of the family. Look at you. Oh my goodness. So you try to make everything fair for everyone. And you do have a lot of male energy around you. You're trying to tame them all. Is that true?
Not really. I'm not married.
Maybe you don't realize it, but they show you like the lion tamer here, right? Like you may have more power over these guys than what you even, maybe you don't have to do much. Maybe they just respect you a lot. But you're a very strong woman. And if you have a decision on something that you're going to make, something important coming up, maybe within the next couple months, it's actually an opportunity. And you and your husband may not agree on it together. So just by asking like a third party, outside party may help you both agree to disagree on whatever this decision is going to be. And it's kind of an important one. It's like an opportunity, actually, but one is afraid to take the risk and one says, let's do it. So I'm going to leave you with that.
Okay. Thank
you for calling in. Awesome.
Thank you.
We have Sherry next.
Sherry. Okay. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you doing?
Good.
What can we answer for you, or what can we message can we give you?
I was just looking for a general reading.
Okay, that's easy enough, Sherry. We can do that. Just if you could give me your month and day you're born.
Sure, it's April 7th. I'm also an Aries.
I've never met someone. One evening event. Okay, the first message for you, Sherry, is this King of Cups is around you. Now, is there a husband for you or a boyfriend or a significant other?
Yes.
Okay, so we have to talk about him in a minute because it has something to do with him. All right. There you are. Oh, you two are nice together, actually. You're very different, but see how you're the fire? Well, he comes up kind of water energy. When is he born, month and day?
He's a Virgo, so he's September 18th.
Okay, he's a little near Libra, but he is actually Virgo. He has a lot of the water around him. Means he's kind of a healer in his own right. He's kind of a soft energy. And there's another man around you you're close to, too. Are you close to your dad?
Yes.
Okay, because again, you're another one. I know the last lady had this, but you have 2 very strong men that really protect you and love you a lot. And so if you ever need anything, you can call upon these guys and you can rely on them. Now, I see changes for you coming up. These are like maybe changes or sudden changes. Is there any change you want to make in your work?
Yeah, I've been thinking about making a change with work.
Good, good. Because I feel like if you want to do that, they could happen between now and August even. And that, I don't know if you leave your company or just get promoted. Do you want to actually leave the company or are you looking to get promoted?
I'm thinking about leaving the company.
you know, if you do it, you won't regret it because you got a wish card here and you may have a little time in there. But here's the other thing I get. If you decide to leave the company, you have a boss that doesn't want you to leave, but they're just not totally appreciating you for all that you're doing. Mm-hmm. So make the move to do that. They may try and even keep you.
Yeah.
But see, they're going to try and hang on to you. But do it. Look outside. Look for the other job. And if you really still want to stay at your company, like do you have time in where you have some benefits built?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So what I'm thinking is if you do it and they find it out and you get a solid offer, which you will, they may try to counter the offer and keep you. And you may get yourself a raise there and be able to stay. That's what I'm getting.
I'm going to add one thing. Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward for you, and he is saying to call on him and he will help you to say the words that you need to say so that people will hear you and what you need to, if that makes sense. It's like call on him and it'll help you to say the right words, the right time, the right place, so you get what you want.
Love it.
Awesome.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in. And
so last but not least, we have Christine.
Okay, Christine. Hi, Christine.
Sandy, it's Chrissy.
Chrissy! Hi. Hey. How are you?
I'm good. Long time no see. That was
interesting. No. Well, ask your question, honey. What do you want to know about? Come visit me.
I'd love to come down to Clearwater. I'm a full-time caretaker now to my 86-year-old dad who lives with me. It's been a struggle. Help me out here.
Does he have some Alzheimer's or like dementia or something?
No. It's all physical. His mind's really great, but.
All right. The reason I say that, you might start to see that coming up because you see, I'm seeing the brain as changes going on in the brain. Maybe that's going to start a little bit. He doesn't sleep well or something. Is he?
He doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. What angel should we call upon? I know Raphael, Rachel, do you have another angel that could assist Chrissy with handling the situation?
I'm thinking.
Go ahead. Cause I'm still,
you keep talking and I'm going to tell you.
I'm babbling, Chris. You know, look at you. You're stressed to death. How much help are you getting? Are you getting help?
18 hours a week, Sandy. Oh.
And who's lifting him? I mean, is he movable? Is he mobile?
He is, but we do have to lift him up and down and up and down. So actually, my husband, George, just lifted him up to take him into the bathroom.
It is so hard, honey. I never realized how hard. Well, here's what they're saying. Keep praying on some more help. Because when I say more help, I know you want to keep them there. And I know you don't want to send them anywhere. But there is a big Wheel of Fortune sitting here. And the Wheel of Fortune means there's a change coming to help overcome this stress that you're in this dark time. And if you'll see these coins lined up, I feel like, I don't know if it's a windfall or extra money or something that comes about so that you could have more money to get more help. Because honestly, if you two keep trying to do all this lifting and everything, I mean, I did it with my dad by myself. But I threw my back out so bad one day, I couldn't even walk 2 weeks. I mean, it really takes a toll, just the stress of him being ill. Your dad is a very strong, have a strong mind. That's air energy. But I think he feels so bad that he can't do what he wants to do. And does he get frustrated and angry because he can't do more?
95% of the time, the best. 5%, frustrated. Life has changed so quickly for him.
Oh, that's exactly how my dad was. But just that 5%, it hurts you to watch him hurt. Now, he has ancestors on the other side, and they're calling out to him, and nobody wants to see anybody leave here. But, you know, they want to assure him that when it's his time, it may be time yet, but when it's his time, that they're going to be there for him. One is maybe your mom on the other side.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Mama's looking over you, and maybe some sisters and a mother, or a sister and a mother. But it is a hard time. I'm going to say prayers for you guys as well, because it's just one of the darkest times, is taking care of a parent that, you know, they took care of you, and then you get to a point where you can't help them that much. And to me, there's nothing more painful, because I lived it. And you do need to get away. I'm just saying. Yeah,
that's what's coming in the most.
Okay. If you get a break, get away. Even if it's 3 days. Like,
I don't know if you're eligible for a respite or anything like that. If he can get respite services, or, you know, through Catholic, I don't know if are you in New York State?
I am. I'm in Albany County. I just actually spoke to somebody. 5 months it's been me and my husband alone here. And I just finally spoke to someone today who has some really great insight in getting me some respite and some help from my dad.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's what's coming forward the most for you, is that because he's frustrated, and his body is not 100% and his mind is sharp. So, and he's getting frustrated, which makes sense, because I would be too. We all would be. But I have Catholic Charities is popping in. I don't know if you're working with the Eddie at all. They have a really good program.
You do.
But the angels that are popping in for you, you've got, it's like you have a team, they're saying. Like, there's a whole team that's surrounding you. And so it's like Raphael, Michael, Ariel is also coming forward she's coming forward for you. And she's all about getting out in nature. And she's saying, you need to breathe, and you need to take a break.
Yeah. Which is hard. Cause you're going to get sick.
Yeah.
And the same thing, prosperity is around you too. Ooh. So somehow, remember they said some money is going to fall into your lap. I think it's unexpected. And if there's any more financial assistance that you would need to help him get more help, it's going to be there either way. It's like you're going to get it from a couple different ways. So I think it's very soon, honey. I would say as early as the next even couple weeks to a month that you're going to have all these changes, and you're going to get to breathe. And then dad will feel better knowing you're better. And of course, your husband and everybody that is less stressed. And, you know, I'm so sorry you're going through that. I know how hard it is. It's very, very hard. But you're a strong woman, and you have angels around you, and just know it's only another time, and this shall pass, and then everything will start to get a little easier for you, probably in the next month even.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Right. Thank you, Sandy. Thanks so much. It's so good to see you.
Thank you, honey. You too. Take care now.
So, Sandy, you have done everyone. Hold on. There's one more person. Who did I get? Oh. We didn't do Lola. I thought we did Lola.
Yeah, we did Lola. I think,
yeah, we did Lola in the beginning.
That was the first one.
Yeah. Alrighty. Oh, she said, sorry, I didn't do a reading. I only asked about Gemini.
I'll tell her that's all time we have tonight, unfortunately, you know,
so
she could contact me.
Yeah. Just reach out to her on Facebook or email, everything like that. I want to say thank you. Thank you so much, Sandy, for you being so giving and open and reading every single person on here. That was truly a amazing gift. So thank you so much.
I was so grateful for your help. I love the way you chimed in, and we should again do it together session.
Yes, I would love that. I'm like Clearwater, right? Florida. I'm flying down.
Get down here, girl, and we'll plan, and we'll do it, even if we want to do it online here, whatever. We can do it by the beach or anything.
Oh my gosh, don't tempt me. I'll be done tomorrow.
All right. Well, let's think about that then. We could get together and we could do a live from Clearwater Beach.
Oh my gosh, I love it. So many people are saying thank you. This was amazing. Mary said, I love you. I love it.
Blessed and grateful to everybody. I love you all. And Rachel, I'm so glad you came in my life. And you know we're gonna be in a lot more touch.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
This is wonderful. I love your energy. It's so upbeat, and that's what I love.
I love it. And so are you. So are you. So we're gonna be
logging off here. Thank you again for everybody that chimed in for our first Spiritual Spotlight series. And yeah, I look forward to connecting with everyone soon. And everyone have a great night.
Thank you. Good night. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you found the episode to be enlightening and insightful. Our goal is to create content that not only entertains, but also helps you grow spiritually and connect with your inner self. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, we would greatly appreciate if you could take a moment to like, subscribe, and write a review. Your feedback is incredibly valuable to us and helps us to improve the quality of our content and to reach a wider audience. We believe that by sharing knowledge and insights about spirituality, we can help inspire positive change and personal growth. So if you found our podcast to be meaningful and informative, we encourage you to share it with your friends and family. Thank you once again for your support and for joining us on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. We look forward to sharing more episodes with you in the future.